are we ready for our Board of Canvassers? All right. Okay, let's go ahead and get going with our 6 o'clock Board of Canvassers meeting. Call things to order. Roll call, please, Jay.
Board Member Burgess. Board Member Harker. Here. Board Member Knutson.
Here.
Board Member Cochran.
Here.
Board Member Barbieri.
Here.
Overson. I surprised you, didn't I? Sorry.
I'm here.
Okay, I gave you on your desk a little printout of some of the details on the election results. Something sort of unusual happened again with the results. Normally I get them just a couple hours before the meeting, and this year they came out last night, so they've been on the website for a day. The first thing that jumped out at me was the voter turnout. It was a lot higher than I anticipated based on just the one race. And so 24.8 was the turnout citywide, and then for District 1, where we had the one race, it was actually 31.3%. So that's higher than we normally get in a much busier election. You can kind of see some of the detail that they've printed out. Line 1E references Uokava. That is actually an act designed with military service members in mind. Those folks that are Utah residents but are out of the state for whatever reason. Also, missionaries would vote or could vote under that act. We only had 7 of those this year, but a total of 4,004 ballots that were counted. I found the challenges or the uncounted ballots kind of interesting. We didn't have too many. Couple of envelopes with no ballot, or no, several with signatures that did not match. They were given an opportunity to cure that, and some of them did. 38 did not, and 31 did. So those were 31 that were counted that wouldn't have otherwise been. I thought it was interesting that 40 ballots were returned after the postmark. That's not curable. Those folks were late, and so those votes didn't count. Are there any questions?
No, I don't think so. It's great that we had as good a turnout as we did with this. It's wonderful to see everyone participating in this process.
I wish we could always have 31% turnout.
Absolutely.
I am surprised that 31 people had envelopes that their signatures didn't match. So that means what? Somebody else filled out the ballot for them?
Not necessarily. Like I have a couple of different signatures that I use depending on like how busy I am and everything. So it's not terribly unusual that your signature doesn't match. And so they'll reach out to you and give you an opportunity to fix that. There's also an affidavit you could fill out if you're disabled. Maybe you've been injured, and so now your signature is different because you've been injured, or maybe for a variety of reasons. So they do flag those, but then they give you the opportunity to fix them.
Interesting.
Exactly. And just along those lines with me doing some of the notarial acts on the side like I have over the years, I've had some. I had one neighbor who was going through what you were just describing, where motion, motor controls, they were not where they had been previously. And she asked, is it okay if I sign this? And I told her, I am attesting that you were the one who signed, that it's understandable given the health conditions and such. I appreciate that we have those provisions in place to help with our citizens in that manner.
Yeah, I do too. I did learn one new thing. Below, let's see, line 1I, it referenced in-person fleeing voters. And I know I kind of got a picture of what that might be, but I had to ask because I couldn't imagine why anyone would flee. But they did say those are folks that did fill out a ballot here in the vote center, but did not. There's a button you push at the end that says, yes, this is my final ballot, and they failed to do that. So there were a couple of those, apparently.
That makes sense. I was wondering what that would be.
They ran away.
Hopefully it wasn't because, oh, I need to quickly get my meal for my way back.
Yeah, I thought, why would you flee?
Yeah. Okay, very good. Questions from anyone? All right, do I have a motion from anyone on this?
I sent out the resolution earlier this afternoon. It's resolution BC 2102.
All right, so Kurt, I will let you make the motion.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that to approve.
Wait, before you do that, so in front of me, I don't have any statistics of the actual, like, how many votes.
I realized as I was speaking that I didn't bring that down, so I'm just bringing that up now.
Because that's part of it, right? Certifying
yes.
The percentages and everything?
Let's see, I'm getting to the T's. Okay, District 1 for Ernest Glenn Burgess, 1,070 votes, which was 64.73%.
Wow.
For Dennis Sanek. Is it Sanok or Sanek? Okay. 583 votes, which is 35.27%. And Kurt and Anna, fortunately for you both got 100% of your votes. 968 for Kurt and 1169 for Anna.
Yeah, that is surprising how many people still voted.
Yeah.
There was that one.
I thought, yes.
Anything on it. And, I mean, that's kind of even comparable to like
a regular
election
and
stuff. So that's really interesting.
That's what I appreciate more than anything is that when it's just that. It's that important.
They still did it, yeah.
I appreciate that. All right, so with that, Kurt, motion.
Make a motion that we move to approve resolution BC 2301, certifying the canvas of the 2023 municipal general elections.
Okay, do I have a second, Anna?
Second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Board Member Overson?
Yes.
Board Member Harker?
Yes.
Board Member Knutson?
Yes.
Board Member Barbieri?
Yes.
Board Member Cochran?
Yes.
And Board Member Burgess?
Yes.
Okay.
I will send the resolution around. I need all of your signatures on it, so I'll start that going.
Thank you. All right. Anything else that we need to do with this at this point? Okay, then I'll go ahead and have us close the Board of Canvassers meeting. Thank you for attending.